Oh. I walked into the tail end of that. I had to catch up. What's going on, man?
How are you?
You're here. You're in the building.
I'm in the building.
You didn't kill yourself.
I didn't. I did not kill myself.
That didn't happen.
It did not happen.
It's crazy how things could get blown out of proportion, huh?
I guess, like, you know, it's the internet. I'm not mad at it.
Yeah. Because the internet, you know.
Because the internet.
There
wow,
you, go.
You did your research.
I mean, you got to.
It's okay. I'm going to be honest. I don't even really want to talk about the album. I don't care. Like, we can... Whatever.
Well, okay. First of all.
Oh, is this being recorded? Are we already there?
Yes, we're
oh,
on.
Oh, that's fine.
That's how I like to start. Just like that. Real organic.
No, cool.
You're going to say, you know, you don't want to talk about the album. But
oh, I didn't say I don't. I'm like, I don't care. Like, whatever is more interesting to you. Like.
Well, let's talk about your tactics. Because first of all, you're a real eclectic guy. You got this mix. I mean, you're California born, right?
Yeah.
Then you're GA.
Yeah.
Then you do the NYU time. So you got like a whole little mix going on.
Yeah, I've been a lot of places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have that in common. I've lived in a few different places.
Were you an Air Force brat too? Or
not at all. I just career chasing.
Just career chasing.
There you go.
You work hard.
Okay? Yes. My own military. That's how it goes down.
I like you.
But
yeah. You already made, yeah, it's funny.
But you've got these tactics for the upcoming album because, okay, you just got swarmed the other day.
Swarmed?
In New York.
Oh, yeah. We
you
did
just put the tweet out.
Yeah.
And did this impromptu listening session.
Yeah, we did one in Toronto, too.
Did you expect all those fans to show up?
We expected people to show up. It was weird. Like, when it first started, I was expecting it to be, like, a very small affair.
Yeah.
It's kind of like just, because we called it a picnic. We're like, what's a picnic? People show up.
Right, but they came.
They really came. Toronto too.
Yeah, like, and then you did it again in Toronto.
We wanted to do it here, but we don't have any, like, we were like, man, it's too real. Like, I'm gonna try to,
mm-hmm.
but I know it can get out of order, and like, this is Baltimore.
Yes.
So like,
it's DMV.
I love Baltimore, by the way. I just want to say that Baltimore and Oakland are like my second home.
Yeah.
Like, I love these places. Like, I get it. Like, I don't know, I get it. The black culture here is like crazy.
Absolutely. Yes, of course. We got DMV, Baltimore, Chocolate City, DC.
Yeah.
It's good. Real good reviews, though, from what people have heard about the album.
People like it. I mean, like, I just want to make something different. That was it. I mean, like, I honestly, like, everything doesn't stop at the album. Like, I feel like, you know, I'm doing this promo tour, but it feels kind of, like, silly just to be like, please buy this album. It's like, first of all, most people are not going to buy it. Most people are going to rip it,
right.
You know, which is cool, you know.
Well, like, you got a strong underground fan base.
Yeah. Yeah, that we got a strong fan base. And I mean, like, and they'll come out and support it, hopefully, but, like, not because I don't want to live album to album.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd much rather live, like, because people support my motives or, like who I am. Like, there's a lot of Kanye stuff I buy,
mm-hmm.
and I don't like it, but I like what he stands for. You know, people like what Tupac stood for. People,
right.
Like, I hope people, you know, buy this because... They're interested in the world, but also because they're invested in me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and it helps you got the background. I mean, because technically you're not a rapper.
Yeah,
but you
definitely not.
You have the television background. I mean, you're so multi talented, and we have that in common as well.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm very excited to hear all these things that you do.
So you don't have to rely on that. I mean, you can kind of jump around and do different things.
Well, that's the whole point of a lot of what I've been trying to tell people. Is like, you know, you don't have to rely on people. Like, I, you know, like, right now I'm going through a record company. I wouldn't necessarily do that again. Like, I don't... People,
working
somebody,
for the man?
Well, just, like, even though, yeah, it's a bigger thing about... Like, a girl came up to me today. I went to American Apparel because, you know, we're on the road. I ran out of underwear. I had to get underwear.
You need that.
You need
and
that.
And clean.
Yeah, you need them to be clean.
That's important.
And it's expensive to get them... cleaned at every hotel you do.
So absolutely.
Like, but like, I went and she was like, oh my god, you know, we were talking about music. She's in music, and she was like, what should I do? And I was like, well, I was like, move out of here and start cutting records and put them out there,
mm-hmm.
and get your aesthetic and your brand, like, get people behind you. And she was like, oh yeah, but you know, record company. And I was like, you don't need that. Like, people think they need... We are living in a time where it's the most beautiful. Like, who helped Lorde?
Yeah, she just kind of popped out of New Zealand, right?
People like that those songs. Like,
yeah.
That's the thing. It's like, you guys play her.
And that's what it's about. I think it's the movement of the music right now. And that's why so many of the artists are able to come from overseas, because we're embracing that style that they've kind of been on for a while now.
Yeah.
So it's opening
And also
the door.
We've been blocking them out, like America, you know, for a while.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I'm reading about how countries are like, yeah, 20% of our airtime has to be dedicated now to our own country's music. Which I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
You got to step it up. Everybody's got to step it up. Like, we, it's not about even like a new type of brand. It's just about somebody, like, you're multi-talented.
Mm-hmm.
You can do whatever you want. You probably feel a little bit like, okay, so I need someone's help. And, you know, everybody always needs a little bit of someone.
Absolutely.
Like, fam helps me. But the thing is like, we, to ask for permission from a, someone who's gotten there,
yeah,
their ideas don't make sense anymore.
Right.
Every idea that got them there doesn't exist anymore. We have the internet. We have ways. So, like, why are we asking them for permission on how to do things?
Right.
We have the technology. And you're smart enough and you're good enough. People just don't think they are.
Right. Like, absolutely. But, well, let me ask you a simple question. Like, does anime make you cool?
Make me cool? No, not anymore.
Or just does, in general.
I feel like there was a brief period, like 2006 or maybe 2005, where anime was like kind of fly for a second.
Right, right.
And Kanye was really, I guess, really into, I'm blanking on the name of the film. Akira. Yeah. And that was cool. And that's cool. Yeah,
right.
Power. When the Power video came out, I guess anime was at its height. It is not cool anymore.
I'm just trying to figure it out because I feel like, you know, there's really a serious underground following for that. And then there's some people that just jump on it because it's cool. And I remember, you know, Twitter, you know, went off on Wale because he asked, oh, what's the hottest anime? And they're like, dude, sit your ass down. You know, anime nerd. And then you know, you and Lupe have this ridiculous going back and forth on Twitter. And then he's like, oh, yeah, and by the way, I watch more anime. And
I know.
Like, does that even...
I don't
mean, you know, like,
I don't care.
Like, does that make you slightly cooler? Like,
no, it's just, it's all BS, man. It all doesn't matter. Like, it's just like, who listens to anime? Just like people that, I don't want to be niche.
Mm-hmm.
I think niche is really hot right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just like, okay, there's 50 pairs of these sneakers.
Right.
And I'm going to sell them to these 50 sneaker heads.
Right.
And they're going to be expensive, but you'll be the only ones with these sneakers.
Right.
And I'm like, that's whack. Like, I don't want to do that. Like, anime and that, like, being like, I'm cool with this underground thing to lock. Like, people are doing that with gay people right now.
Yeah.
Like, people are just like, okay, this is, like, the cool, like, thing I'm going to be part of and niche because, like, it's kind of dangerous.
Yeah.
And, like, it's like all of this stuff will become not dangerous very soon.
Absolutely. So, and for me to rock a rainbow flag is so disrespectful to real lesbians.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, yeah.
It is.
I mean, like, if, I mean, unless you're friends, I mean, like, but also who cares?
Right.
If that's how you feel, that's how you feel.
Right.
You know, like, all those people who have a problem with it, everybody who's like, oh, I don't like this anime thing, they're not gonna, it's not gonna matter anytime soon.
Right.
Yeah.
I hear you. So was it, was it fun? Jumping into bed with a Jhené Aiko?
Of course, it's always fun. I mean, who wouldn't want to jump into bed?
I know, like, when she called you about that, it's like, do you want to just get in bed with me? And let's just, you know.
She texted me, actually. She was like, will you be my John? I didn't know what that meant. Like, I thought it was like a John.
No one.
I was very lucky. Like, yeah, but she asked me to do that. I was very honored.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool.
Came out pretty cool.
I was very... I was very happy with it. Like, I mean, like, it's her project.
Right.
I'm just excited that she even thought of me. But, like, yeah, we chill. Like, she's a very special girl. She's awesome.
Absolutely. And we're looking forward to her project, too. And the first single, like you said,
it's
Bed
really
Peace.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. I heard all the songs. They're dope.
Yes. Well, I'm just really glad you came by just to chop it up real quick, you know.
No, yeah.
Nothing
I'm glad
heavy.
You had me.
You know what I mean? But
nothing too heavy.
Yeah, nothing heavy.
I hope I didn't make anything too weird or like honest or anything.
No,
like that.
You can't be weirder than me, so it's cool.
I can't. That sounds like a threat.
Challenge?
Challenge?
Yeah, I think
Challenge.
So. I think so. We'll see.